Pulse 2, Match Day Live. Inside the dressing room.
Yeah, all hard fought, all difficult games. Looking back at the Shrewsbury game, first half, we were impressive, we moved the ball well. But second half, they stopped us playing, and a lot of teams will do that. So we've had a look this week, what things we can look to improve on if teams do, you know, stop us getting out and stop us getting on the ball. And sometimes we're going to have to work a little bit harder to get on that ball. And get us playing, because I think once we get the ball down and we can move it, it's passing movement is good, and we've got good footballers. But it's, you know, when teams aren't just going to turn up here, or even obviously when we go away from home and say, right, we'll let you have the ball and let you play. You know, they'll have watched how we've played and they'll want to be stopping us, and Oxford will be no different.
I'm absolutely buzzing, because if you'd have told me at the beginning of the season, come beginning of October, I'd have signed a new 3-year deal, I wouldn't have believed it. I'd have been expecting to maybe be playing for maybe another year extension come the end of the season, but let alone getting 3 years, I'm over the moon for it about it. I didn't expect to have a 3-year deal at all. So come October, it's a no-brainer, really.
Really impressed with him as a person, as a player, his improvement. You know, he's been, you know, progressing even in the short space of time we've been in. And it's probably unfortunate, Danny, that, you know, we've got a real strong midfield. You know, or he would have been playing, but having said that, he's played 10 games, and, you know, he said if you'd have said that to him before the beginning of the season, you know, he'd have been more than pleased. So, yeah, he's, and plus he's, you know, he's training every day, and he's not looking out of sorts or anything. He's confident, and yeah, he's doing terrifically well.
This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.